Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 97.1. The reviews are in, and I will tell you, I think it's probably worth playing at 2:30. I think there's a chance this first ticket text is right. Roberto, retire. You're never topping that song. I agree. I think that's some of Roberto's best work, but that also shows you just how crappy he is some days. Like, if he can produce that, how does he end up with some of the lesser stuff?
Well, but that's what they say with the Beatles and all these. The songs come easy. The best ones come in 30 seconds. You know what I mean?
I've heard
that's
that.
That's not a drop. Yeah. We're not going to say that's a drop.
Summer penis.
I did it to myself.
But I think it's tough. Like, Maynard's a genius. There's no way a genius is going to sit back and 10 years after their last release or 12 years after the last release, just roll out more of the same. And I'm really concerned. I'm just not going to like what comes out on the 30th. Yeah, Roberto, quickly.
The best ones come in 30 seconds.
Oh, that's my review of the new Tool song. There you go. But no, I was going to say, like, think about, you know, when Guns N' Roses took 10 years between albums, that came out good, didn't it?
Yeah. They're still rolling in the royalties.
Yeah.
I worry about that when bands take that much time off. But you know what? Tool's already laid down a collection of a library or whatever you call it that is all time. So I don't need anything else. I'm just pumped it's finally streaming. Also, if you want to check it out, I don't know how Joe Rogan landed the interview, but he got Maynard to sit down with him and talk for an hour and a half. So that's there, too, if you want it. Yeah.
Wow, we got to get some of Maynard's wine.
I'm in.
I want to try it.
Sure.
All right.
Okay. Let's go to the people. Bill is up next, 97.1. What's up, Billy?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, bud.
Real quick, Mike, I'm in the business with the Golden Tees. The new 2020 courses will be on the machines in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
So it's still a thing at bars. People are still into this.
People are nuts for it. There actually is a tournament every year in Vegas. And it's big money. It's $100,000.
Wow.
And it's nuts. I mean, and they're so computerized where if you're from New Jersey, New York, if you want to play your brother in New York, you guys have your own codes. You can actually play the game in Farmington against your brother in New York.
See, you know what I'd love to do, Bill, but there's no way that this company would ever do it. I'd, because everyone in this place except me enjoys golf. Well, Golden Tee would be the equalizer. Back in college, Golden Tee, I don't know how much money I spent on that deal, but I would love to see, like, Sully face off against Lesson in Golden Tee.
Great.
The loser gets laid off. Like, how much does one of these machines cost?
Well, we put it in there on a 50-50 basis. If there's 50 bucks in there, we get 25, you get 25. So we put it in for free.
Oh, I mean, listen, so we can do a revenue split and get a Golden Tee machine at the office?
Yes, sir.
Can I, Bill, let me ask you a question real quick, because there's been people tweeting and texting in that you can get at a retail store, you can get a Golden Tee machine at your house for like $500, and it's like a 4-foot machine. But are those the older ones or what?
Those are the original courses from way back when.
No, we
every,
want...
Every year we get a new thumb drive, and it goes on the computer itself inside, and that's what we download in, and you get the new course.
Bill, what I want to do is... There are several people who shouldn't have offices in this building. What I'd like is for you to have a spaceship-sized Golden Tee, and we're going to replace someone's office. We're going to displace them like Milton in Office Space. How do we go about this? How long does it take to get one of these machines?
It wouldn't take us long. I can leave my number. You guys call us, and we'll get it set up.
Get this man's number. I'm going to see how quickly this idea gets shot down by corporate. I want a Golden Tee machine in the office because I want Sully like Paul Newman in Color of Money hustling people.
You know, like in wrestling, they have the loser leaves town match. We're going to have the loser leaves the company match.
Yeah, yeah. Like loser, they're fired. Powers is going to stand there with a clipboard. And whoever, like, it'll be a Skins game, and all of a sudden, like, boom, look at this. Oh, my God, Sully's done.
I would not lose.
There's actually a Skin game on it.
So, Bill, let me ask this final question, because now we are all fully engrossed in this idea. Is there, like, a minimum you got to hit to keep the machine, like, money-wise per month?
Not because this is what I listen to all day as I drive 1,000 miles a week, and you guys do not know how much I appreciate you guys. So, no, we'll work something out.
I'm in. I'd like to put you on hold with Hatchet, and we're going to work something out here because we're going to set up winner-take-all matches. So, like, you're going to get some kid who's doing overnight board hopping, and he beats Doug, and he gets Doug's shift. Like, I want Hunger Games at the ticket, Golden Tee style. Bill, I'm putting you on hold. This is amazing.
Yes, sir.
This is fabulous.
That would be awesome.
Oh, my God. Bill hung up. He hung up.
David can look up his number. We can get it.
Get Bill back on this line immediately. Sully, we're doing it. Get Bill on the line.
Getting very excited just thinking about this.
Bill, call us back. I don't know what happened. Sully, imagine it.
David will look it up.
You versus Bogey. Loser walks.
I would not lose.
Bogey no longer on with Wojo. We're changing the marquee. It's the Sully kid and the old guy at 6.
I've had battles playing Golden Tee.
David, we have Bill? Do we have Bill's number? Get him on the line. For the love of God, Bill, if you're out there, why did you hang up? Get on hold. Do you understand the kind of deal I was just able to broker there?
Oh, it'd be incredible.
We're going to land a Golden Tee spaceship. I'll broker. Let's see how this company could screw this up. This is going to be exciting. Well, actually, we need corporate approval.
It's a safety hazard. We can't have it.
You know, it's going to take 6 months. We'll have to get the lawyers involved. What? Roberto, it's going to be amazing. You and I don't golf. Golden Tee's the great equalizer.
I wonder if you're like if you're a professional Golden Tee player, though, like, you know, like the rollerball thing. Like, I wonder if they have to test that and be like, no, it's not quite lubed enough. I'm going to need this a little tight. It's a little tight here. And yet another drop. Thank you.
All right, do we? Thank you, Roberto. We have more of the people. We're on the verge of getting Golden Tee at the office. Sully, we could set up match play. Getting Golden Tee pros in here to play you for your job.
Done.
Do you know how exciting?
I'm not going to lose. I'm very confident my Golden Tee.
All of a sudden, I've got a total stranger as my producer. No concept of how to run the board. Total chaos. All because you went in the drink on the 17th
hole. There's people that make a lot of money playing Golden Tee. There's a professional golfer that his story, like he was able to pay to get in all these tournaments because he played Golden Tee for money.
Outside of Golden Tee, what else did ESPN put on the Ocho yesterday that you maniacs have done out there? I'll get to the football stuff and who am I momentarily. Have we made contact with Bill?
Yes.
Yes. As Roberto so poignantly said, give it to me. I am very excited. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.